Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a fantastic show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money, you're ready for your money, start working harder for you. You want that freedom, cash flow, prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, where you might have a fixed income of Social Security, but today of cash flow freedom that you can do what you want with those that you want, doing what you love. And guys, it's not just about your own prosperity and freedom, but it's about the fact you can create a ripple effect in the lives of others, that you can be a blessing in the lives of those around you when you financially prosper. And I'm so excited because I get to be a part of this movement along with you guys, because that ripple effect you guys create, I'm able to create through you. And that's exactly the kind of ripple effect I've always seen when I created this company, Money Ripples. So thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for tuning in, binging, even over the holiday season. I love it. And I love to see that you guys are growing and learning and applying this stuff in your life. Here's a reminder, you can check out our website, moneyripples.com. And also, if you guys have questions, you know, maybe show topics you want for 2020, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. Even if you've got questions, say, Chris, like, I think I need your help right now. I think I need you to help me move in 2020, this new year. Hey, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. We'll see what we can do. Hey, as a reminder, check out our quick shout out to our sponsor today, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you're looking for a great way to invest your money with great cash flow and be able to make a difference in people's lives by helping them stay in their home, by being able to refinance and stay in their homes, check out American Homeowner Preservation. Not only can you make great rates of return of 10% a year paid out monthly cash flow with as little as $100, but on top of that, you're able to help other people be able to remain in their home. And so you can check out their website, go to www.fundingahp.com. That's FUNDINGAHP.com. So on today's show, you know, I've been really thinking about these topics that I've actually had a list of topics I always keep, a running list. And this one I've actually had for, I would say, probably 3 or 4 months. And it seemed like now is the perfect time to share it. I felt really inspired. My gut said, Chris, this is it. Share this show right now. Because, you know, we get this phrase that we hear from people all the time that says that seeing is believing, right? You know, hey, show me the money. And sometimes I'll even get people occasionally, very rarely anymore, but I used to get people that would come to me and say, all right, Chris, we'll see what you can do here. I'll believe when I see it. You know, let's see what you can do. Listen, if I ever get people like that to reach out to me, in fact, if that's you, don't even reach out to me, because the truth is I won't even entertain it. Even if I know I can help you, I will still say, yeah, not the right fit. Because anytime, and I've coached people for a long time. Like, I've been in the financial advising arena for 18 years. I've also been coaching people in this kind of topic, more on the alternative investment or even just cash flow in general, since really 2006, 2007. And over those years, I've probably worked with one-on-one, not just people on stage from the stage. You know, I could say thousands of people if I said that, but just one-on-one, there's been about 1,000 people I've personally worked with, you know, in like on a very intimate, close basis with their money. And I will tell you, anytime I've had people say that, what's really ironic and kind of interesting is that they never find the money. They don't. Even when it's laid out before them, they can never see it. And so when they say seeing is believing, the truth is it's not that at all. And I know you'll probably say, oh yeah, Chris, we've heard this before. Believing is seeing, right? I'm going to say no, that's not enough. Believing is not seeing. Merely just believing in something is a good start. but it's not going to get you there. It does not get you all the way. That's not what gets you to see things. What it is this. Being is believing. Being is seeing. Being is seeing. Now, what do I mean by that? So let me give you an example here. So we just had Christmas, right? I've got a million kids. As you know, I've got six of my own. My wife has two. So blended, we have eight kids together. And this time of year is always interesting. I've got some teenagers and older kids. She's got some that are kind of right around 10 years old. And, you know, and we've got some younger kids too. And it's funny because, of course, you know, my three-year-old, she still thinks Santa's awesome, right? Well, her two girls, they're 9 and 11 right now. You know, we've been trying to tell them for the last 2 years, you know, and by the way, if you've got kids listening to this right now, you may, depending on their age, you may want to have them close their ears. But we've been telling them that, hey, Santa's not Santa. And we tell them like, hey, listen, Santa is real, but he's not what you think he is. Santa is a symbol. We say he's a symbol of Jesus. He's, you know, Christ is really the symbol that Santa represents, or Santa's the symbol that represents Christ, right? And so it's funny because my wife's been trying to tell this to them for the last 2 or 3 years, and they refuse to see it. They can't see it. You know, so even when we bought the book, Santa is Real, you know, and it talks about how Santa and Jesus are the same, it doesn't matter. Like, they're still like, yeah, well, we're Santa. You know, Santa's going to come. We're going to leave out carrot for his reindeer. You know, all this kind of stuff, right? We're like, you don't get it. And even this year, still this year, lots of discussions around it saying, you know, what Santa is just a symbol of Jesus. And still, they're still thinking the guy, the fat guy with the beard and the hat. Now they're starting to think like, oh, okay, well, maybe it's just Santa, you know, or sort of like, okay, maybe we can move to Santa Jesus, you know, like, you're kind of like that. But it's like to them, like, they cannot let go that Santa Claus, you know, that they've always pictured as kids is not exactly the same. They don't want to see it. And, you know, it's so true. Even with grownups, isn't it? How many of us are things that we thought were true and still insist that they're true, but aren't real, right? You know, I'll tell you from my own experience, you know, being married, you know, and to be perfectly, you know, forthcoming, I've been married now in my third marriage, right? I've been married to my wife now for just over 3 years. We just celebrated our 39th month anniversary, not our 39th year, but 39th month. And, you know, and of course, as you start to get to that point, you know, if you've been remarried, you start to realize that, hey, there's some common things I keep running into in this marriage. Which if you ever start seeing common things, you have to start pointing the finger at yourself saying, wait, maybe it's me, right? You know, maybe I'm the one that's the common denominator here, because you are, you know, in almost every case, you know, that's the case. I'm not saying you're, you know, that you're completely at fault for anything that might happen, but, and I know that's not the case with me, but, you know, still there's a lot of things that you have to start saying, wait a minute, is what I've been thinking was true, is it not? And I remember a quote from one of my mentors early on when I started to learn a lot of the stuff that I'm teaching you guys. He used to say, Chris, if something you thought were true really wasn't, when would you want to know about it? And of course, I'd say, well, right now, like yesterday or 20 years ago, right? Well, here's the truth. Most people don't want to know the truth. That's the truth. Now, you might say you want it, but the truth is, especially when it starts getting more intimate, you know, now when it's certain things like, you know, beliefs about money, you know, maybe it's a little bit easier to accept in some level or form. But in truth, when it comes to be about you, which you are the thing, the very thing that influences money, you start to think, oh, do I really want to know about this? For example, what if I told you that the reason you have not created that financial freedom yet is because of you? Not because of your money, not because of anything that happens with outside circumstances, although some of you guys have had very legitimately challenging circumstances. And trust me, if you've heard my show long enough, you know I've had them too. But it has very little to do with those circumstances, has very little to do with how much money you have, has everything to do with you. Here's the good news. You have responsibility and you have control. Here's the bad news. You have control and responsibility. And that's the biggest thing. And what happens is most of the time, the things that you see, and I'm going to talk about this again next week as well as we go deeper into this. But the truth is that the things that you see or what you don't see is the thing, very thing that's stopping you from having that level of freedom that you've been desiring. And what you have to start doing is saying, hey, it's not about seeing the money or seeing the proof. Because you know how many clients have said, okay, Chris, I'll try that one real estate property and we'll see how it goes. You know, like maybe I'll give it a shot. You know, I just can't do it. Well, good. That's what you might have to do. But the truth is it has nothing to do with the real estate. You know, very little to do with real estate. It has everything to do with you. And I get it. You know, maybe you've been burned in the past. You know, I've been burned in the past. You know, it took me so long to want to do real estate again after the recession because I was so hurt and burned. I mean, I was literally in tears with my very first rental property that got trashed by a renter. And I was trying to unload it right during the recession in 2008. It was not easy. I was lucky to get out from under it, but it wasn't easy and it wasn't painless. I'll tell you that. But I got out from it, which was good. But you know what? Like that's haunted me. And it really took me. And I mean, really, you know, I just had an interview with Ron Phillips here, right? You know, talking about turnkey rentals. You know, it took me meeting him and seeing what he does with his company and how he minimizes risk so much for me to actually have faith in it again. And even then, I still interrogated him for months. And I even sent clients to him before I did it myself, you know, and watched them succeed, you know, where I just stood on the sidelines and watched it happen. Guys, how many of you guys might be standing on the sidelines right now watching other people succeed, watching other people create financial freedom while you're dragging your feet, while you're just thinking like, well, you know, I'm not ready for this or that, or, oh, maybe I'll do this kind of investment instead or whatever. And maybe the investment's good. Maybe it's not. You know, maybe it's not going to get you your goals at all. You know, I have one client right now where she's like, you know, I'm going to talk to you. You know, we built out a plan and everything. And it was a very aggressive plan. Almost, I mean, she would have to get a minimum, a 15% guaranteed rate of return from an investment to make it work. So we started looking at real estate instead. And of course, you know, you buy one property. If you have any hiccups, you think, oh no, what if every property is like this? Well, the truth is it's not, you know. But we say, hey, every time we ran the plan, it's like there's some funds that could pay you that high potentially or get you close, but they may not get you all the way, especially when you're factoring in taxes and everything else. You know, she won an $8,000 a month goal in 8 years. And I was like, hey, without you putting extra money away, you're just reinvesting the cash flow. It's going to take longer. And so I said, you could do it, but this is what you'd have to do. You have to liquidate this and this and this. You know, if you're going to do it, you have to have this much money to be able to hit this goal in 8 years. Or now 7 years that she's got left. I said, or you can do real estate and hey, there's no guarantees on this either, but you must have a much higher odds of success hitting it from this standpoint. Well, after she had a few little hiccups, she's like, you know, I'm going to talk to a regular financial advisor. I'm like, good luck. I would love to see what they propose. I would love to see them guarantee a 15% rate of return because that's the numbers I had to run from a financial advisor perspective to even have her hit that income goal. I was like, no, it's not going to happen. Sorry, not going to happen. You know, you would have to get that number up there a lot, you know? Heck, even if she said, hey, here's an annuity you can do. Yeah, the annuity, sure, maybe it pays you 6% a year. Okay, well, you want $8,000 a month, guess what? You've got to have well over $1 million, you know? And if somebody started out with $250,000 or $300,000 bucks, or good luck. That's not going to happen in 7 years. You know, in some sort of indexed account or anything else. It just won't happen, especially right now with where we are in the market hitting all-time highs. Sorry. You cannot have that kind of momentum when you're already been up for so long. It just doesn't create that great of returns. But you know how many times I get people that say, Chris, I don't know. Like, I just don't know if I could believe it. Well, guess what? It has nothing to do with what I say to you. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with you. You have to be in that place of being. It's not about seeing it. It's not about even just believing it might be true. You have to be there. You have to be there in your mind and in your body and soul and everything before it becomes reality. You have to picture it and see it in your head before it becomes true. You know, just like the experience I shared with another person, that business owner that was a young kid in his 20s saying, hey, I'm going to hit that $1 million goal this year. I got to do it. And I'm like, you're not mentally there. You're not in that place of being to hit $1 million a year. And of course, he was upset by that. And what did he do? He wanted to turn to somebody else who would tell him he could do it. And I told him, I was like, I'm not here to squash your dreams. I'm actually here to encourage it and make sure you hit it faster than you would have normally. However, you have not been in the mental space to get to $1 million a year, period. That's it. You have to work on that. you know, stop focusing on trying to just do sales, you know, sales in your business. That's not going to hit you that number. Because if you can't truly be there, it's not just seeing it in your mind, because it's not just seeing is believing, right? Or believing is seeing. It's got to be about a being is seeing. Once you can become that person, it's not just about a random number. If your numbers hit 20,000 a month of passive income or 10,000 a month or whatever it might be, right? It's not just about putting the number out there and saying, let's go. It's got to be that you have to become the kind of person that can achieve that number. And it requires you to cast off old beliefs. It requires you to become a new person. You cannot be the old person and hit new numbers. Because here's what will happen. You will find that you will subconsciously shrink yourself back to where you were. And this happens all the time. I see this happen with people constantly. They get a little bit of success. You know, maybe they start to have some money coming in, but I can already tell you, I can see it right away. I'm like, this person's going to lose that money. They're going to go right back to where they were because they are not in the place where they can one, either handle the stewardship because they wouldn't know what to do with the money when they got it, or two, they're in a place because mentally they don't know what to do with more money. They can't handle more money, even earning more. They can't handle it long term. They'll find a way to lose it. This is why I talk about abundance and scarcity so much, because that scarcity is the very thing that will actually shrink you back to where you were. It requires a new abundant mentality. It requires you to kind of set the thermostat a little bit higher. Listen, if you want that temperature gauge to go up, that thermostat to go up, you got to turn the heat up and keep it there. You can't just crank the heat up, but then turn it right back down to where you're comfortable. It requires you to get to places that aren't necessarily comfortable. It requires you to go to new territory you've never been before. Because if you want different results, you can't expect to do the same thing over and over and get something different, right? It's no different here, guys. So that's my big thing here. And I want to finish off by, you know, sharing experience here. One, I'll tell you, my marriage has been blessed dramatically by realizing that a lot of this stuff is just me. Taking credit for it. Now, also letting my wife take credit for things that are hers, you know, and let her take that on. But there's a lot of things that have been me. Now, I'll share you another story too. Dean Graziosi, maybe you guys have heard of him, huge in the infomercial real estate space. I mean, he got huge, made hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars in that space, right? And I was actually at a mastermind with him a few months back, with him and Brendan Burchard and guys like, and Ethan Willis and guys like that. And as we're out there in the mountains and stuff, and he's talking, he's like, you know, guys, I want to share an experience. He said, you know, he had his new millionaire book that came out, right? Now, this has been, he's had this book released now for about 2 or 3 years. And he said, you know, this book now is great. It's a bestseller right now. But he's like, you know what? At first, nobody bought it. And he kind of described the internal workings, what happened behind the scenes. He said, you know, when he first wrote this book, he told his team and everybody he's working with, he said, listen, I know we've made a lot of money in the real estate space. I want to go away from that. He's like, I want to go into more of the personal development space here. I want to talk about this millionaire mindset. And he's like, in fact, I'm going to shut down my real estate division. And his team, of course, said, Dean, are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure you want to shut down the whole real estate thing? Maybe we keep that going. That's still the cash cow. But you know, then we do the book on the side. He's like, no, we got to put all of our effort and forces into this book. This is the next step that we need to take. This is the bigger thing. And his team's like, oh, okay, we'll go with you. Well, first month they released it out to the list. He has a big following, of course, resets the list. Very few copies sold at all. I think he said that only a few thousand books got mailed out. This was like a free shipping, or I think it was like a, you pay for shipping only free book type thing, right? So he's sending out books. They're not making money. They're losing money. And only a couple thousand, I think, were sold in the first few weeks or first month, something like that. And he kept doing it again and again. So month one, they're losing money. Month two, they're losing money. They start doing the calculation. They say, hey, Dean, you're coming out of pocket $250,000 a month to fund this thing, you know, between with the company expenses and everything else. Are you sure we don't want to open up the real estate side just to make sure we stay profitable? He's like, nope, I'll put my own money in. Month three, same thing, $250,000 in the hole. He's personally putting in $250,000 to fund, you know, keep the company afloat. Month four, same thing. Month five, same thing. Now they've been trying different things, all these different market strategies, all the things that have typically worked for them weren't working. finally, he said, all right, I feel like we should do this instead. He started partnering up some people. He's like, I feel like this is it. Month six, finally, the book order started to trickle in more. Month seven, eight, and pretty soon it exploded and started to boom. And then he started to make the money. But he went 6 months in a row before his book started getting traction. That didn't even mean he wasn't, you know, losing money. He still was just not losing $250,000 a month after that month six. Can you imagine losing really $1.5 million for something that you believe in so much? $1.5 million of your own money being sunk into something that really did not look like it had any kind of future. Not to mention, you know, cutting off income streams that, you know, that really were tried and true, that were good for him. Now, guys, that takes a large, large amount of faith. And from the outside, if you think, from the outside, nothing looked wrong. But from the inside, hey, how many of us would have crippled ourselves, would have just crumpled in scarcity, right? Just curled up in a ball and said, oh my goodness, what is going on? I know for myself personally, I personally would not have that kind of faith yet. I am not at that place of being where I could do that, you know, but, you know, I've done it before. I've made leaps of faith that didn't seem to make sense. You know, I've done things. I mean, when I went part-time versus overtime hours, that was a hard leap to make, you know, but, you know, I had to make that faith. When I stopped trying to fill my events, start trying to stop, you know, put butts in seats, as they say, right? And put all this time and attention to doing all these live events for people and getting people there. That was tough. But I will tell you that, you know, that making those decisions when I started to follow my gut, to start to say, you know what, this feels right. That's when things started to turn around for me. So guys, even income, you want your income to increase, you got to become the kind of person that makes that kind of income. Doesn't mean you have to fly first class. Doesn't mean you have to go and be a jerk. You know, it doesn't mean you have to flaunt money. That's not it at all. It's not fake it till you make it. In fact, that's where many people don't make it. It's not about faking it till you make it. It's about what happens inside your mind. What do you see? What do you truly see in your mind? And how you become the kind of person to do that, to match that vision. Guys, I'll tell you, in 2020, there's things going to be changing here. One, you're going to start noticing that there's going to be a nice little new little upgrade to the podcast, right? Things are going to get a little bit better. You're going to start to see this podcast grow quite a bit more. You're going to see me actually growing my YouTube channel. By the way, if you haven't checked out my YouTube channel, I actually have one. I got like a whopping 140 followers or something like that right now. You're welcome to follow me on YouTube. You could look me up for sure. But there's all kinds of, you know, things that obviously, you know, I've got coming in 2020. There's things I have coming up for you guys that allows more, some access to me, but less access to me. I've got a team that I've built that actually allows me to do some overflow. So guess what, guys? This year, I'm not coaching everybody anymore. I'm actually starting to farm this out to other people. I'll still do some one-on-one coaching, don't worry. But definitely the price of work with me is going up. So 2020 is going to be fun. There's going to be ways to learn, ways to grow and have access to me from a bigger perspective, like with group coaching and things like that, but also less access to me from a one-on-one coaching standpoint. So check that out. You'll be loving to see what the podcast does. You'll see my YouTube channel growing. It'll be awesome. But guys, again, this is not about me. It's about you. You know, what is it you want to see? Who is it you need to become to achieve the goals you have for 2020 and beyond? So guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. Fix that vision in your mind. Do those things that are necessary to become the kind of person that will achieve the goals that you have set for yourself. And we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.